And yet another weekend upon us, and a funny movie opening up, Grown Ups 2. I think Adam Sandler's pretty clever, honestly. And we have Nathan back in the fold. Nathan Reeder is here, and that's a good thing after nursing his leg several surgeries, right? One surgery, I guess, but felt like several.
Oh, knives.
Knives. It was just a cut. Just a little cut. I'm not as worried about that little cut. It's the fact that now you're carrying around some extra metal, right?
It's heavy.
Heavy metal. Ba-dum-bump. When you drop something like that at the top of the show, you got to come with the handy-dandy rim shot. It was big, very big. The House on Thursday barely did it, but they passed a massive farm bill. After the GOP carved out the food stamp program. The bill passed, ready for this vote, 216 to 208. House Democrats spent most of the afternoon blasting the Republicans for dropping the food stamp stuff. It's a big component, making clear that House Speaker John Boehner would need to rely on Republicans only to pass the bill. So how about that? Big news. Very big news, because what happens with the food stamp program, it's not going to go away, but what happens to it? If you're somebody relying on them, needing them, who knows what direction it goes in? What if there's more qualifications? I think if you were on food stamps, you should be a tad concerned, definitely. I think if you live, breathe, and are a citizen of the United States, you should be concerned about more money we are blowing in Afghanistan. $34 million to be exact, to build out a fortress for the troops. But here's the kicker, if you will, in all of this. The Washington Post had a wild story about a $34 million military headquarters in southwest Afghanistan. It's never been used by the United States. A scathing Inspector General's letter was also related. So think about that. Think about what I just said. And how difficult it is to shake that when once people are thinking about the $34 million in a military headquarters. And here's the best part. I didn't even drop it on you at the top. It's in Afghanistan. It's in the Helmand area. It's beautiful. I mean, we should be so lucky to work in that kind of an office, meaning it's huge. 6,400 square feet. So it's perfect, 6,400 square feet, places for gun turrets, everything. I mean, you'll be so safe. It's like Fort Knox in this new facility. But here's the deal. Here's the deal with it. What about some of the specifics? What are some of the specifics concerning school, not school, school, not school? I think that a 64,000 square barrack type facility, which was ordered at Camp Leatherneck shortly after President Obama endorsed or ordered a surge in southern Afghanistan in 2009. So the building will probably be demolished. That's what the Special Investigator General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said in a letter to the Pentagon, calling the opinion of military officials that his office spoke with. 35 million, 4 years. That's what we're talking about. Which, if they won a championship, it would seem like chump change, wouldn't it? They need him. Especially because Kobe Bryant was not going to go to the Rangers. It would have been shocking. It would have been incredibly shocking if he had gone to the Rangers. And he is having trouble trying to hit at everything. Just trying to be out there and be the ball, swing away. Seriously. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, in fact, in our next segment, fascinating stuff, we're going to talk to Noel Golden, and wait till you hear what he has to say about ranch life, really. It all comes back to ranch life. But he talks about the ups and downs, the struggles that even the common, everyday athlete has to worry about. They have to worry about it. So their head must be clogged with so much stuff. I'm rooting for the National League, you're rooting for the American League, and, oh, when you're from two different spaces, it's very hard to get the two to relate. At least I think so, anyway. Here's the numbers to jingle if you want to be a part of the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're talking about a couple of different things. But all back to the same thing. Golf, 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 more golf. How anyone could get bored and they could sit there and simulate hitting one of their tee shots, I have no idea. None. None. Not even a good guess for you or a second guess or any of those things. Not at all. You know what's always fascinated me? The Hubble telescope. Astronomers are talking about a deep azure blue planet orbiting a star 63 light years away. 63 light years away. Think about that. How do we get to 1 year light year? That is crazy. And trying to find and probably would find an avalanche of letters. Just an avalanche. 2,000 degrees, and they're talking about that they might have liquid glass restraints. Might have them. But what you can see through that telescope is simply amazing. Amazing. The details that you can find. The details are incredible. Who doesn't want good detail? Easy to wrap up the sound bites around good, good content. Any thoughts, you can share them with us, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming up, I talked about him a little bit, Noel Golden joins us to tell you what you need to do to make sure you are safe. Back in a flash, coming up next, though, we're talking something completely different, something about something that's completely different. It's about fracking. You don't want to miss this conversation. It's next.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival Bible supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm really psyched about our next guest. He's in a virtual green room, kind of trapped in a virtual green room, if you will. My friend Rancher Ron has taught me all about feral hogs and trapping them. So who knew that we'd have Noel Golden on with us? And that's what he does, wireless traps. If you're a rancher, you have a wild or dangerous animal on the property, feral hogs that I just mentioned. My friend has that problem. Also coyotes, you know, that kind of stuff. And he joins us now. So this is really a big problem, as you know, for a lot of people, isn't it?
Absolutely, Kate, and I appreciate the opportunity. People just don't really realize how much of a problem it is. I know there's been some, quote, reality TV shows that that show the excitement of it, but it's a huge problem. There's over 5 million hogs in the United States. 38 states have feral hogs in their states, and in Texas we've got over 2 million, and the numbers are growing literally exponentially. They don't have any natural predators except when they're little babies, and then they have a mean mama taking care of them. So it's becoming a huge issue.
Yeah. The you know, with what you're talking about, the traps, the first question I have is, you're talking how big the problem is. How does the technology work?
So we use a combination of cellular technology managed on the Internet. There's a hardware that's installed at the trap. So if you can envision a great big pen 30 feet across, so that's 100 feet in circumference, you've got a trap door and a deer feeder in the middle. So there's a constant food source. When the hogs come in the trap, attracted by the corn from the feeder, our motion sensor goes off, and we take pictures of whatever is coming in that trap. It may be deer, it may be raccoons, and then we're sending those to the Internet. So we suggest that that when that gets installed, the customers, you know, have a cup of coffee in the morning, look at the pictures. pictures on the internet, and then eventually the hogs start coming in. And at first it'll be just a few because you got the curious dumb ones that come in first, and the smart ones stay outside. They travel in family groups that it can be up to 30 or 40 in a group. And that's where the unique aspects of our technology come into play. Because a traditional trap, there'd be a tripwire, and those first few come in, the tripwire goes off, you catch three hogs, and there's 30 outside that not only did they not get caught, they learned not to go in the trap because they are extremely smart. So with our system, the landowner gets to see when those hogs are coming in and when he's got the whole group coming in, and then simply changes online so that he starts getting pictures on his phone. He's seen that they've been coming in at 11 o'clock. He gets the first picture. He goes, nope, that's just those first three dumb ones that keep coming in. And then he waits, and the next picture shows more. And when he gets the whole group in there, he uses his phone, and he closes the trap. And it can be anywhere. You can be, you know, 100 miles away at home having dinner when the hogs are out in at the ranch.
So this has got to be, I'm thinking off the top of my head, this has to be a way more humane way to do this, isn't it?
Absolutely, because this is the only system that allows a human to be in control of what gets caught and when. So first of all, you're not using snares or other kind of things that can damage the animal. And secondly, if you've got deer or some other kind of non-targeted species, they call it, that's in the trap, you simply don't trip it. And thirdly, it's not humane to trap an animal and then leave it in there. So with our system, if you're not ready to go out and take care of the animals the next morning, you just don't trip the trap. So it is a much more humane and effective way of trapping.
Yeah. As you say, it's an effective way of doing this. So the question that, you know, people with kids would have, or mm-hmm. worried that somebody would accidentally not see it and that kind of stuff, is there a big risk of accidents with the traps? Is there a way around that?
Well, again, these hogs are actually coming into more urban areas. In the Dallas area, the hogs are encroaching on the human population. It's kind of not the other way around, because anywhere that there's a river, there's going to be hogs, and they are coming into subdivisions. They're tearing up golf courses.
Wow.
And so in a lot of these places, they want to be able to control those animals, but not have, Fifi caught in the trap. And so, again, this is because a human makes that decision, I'm going to trip that trap. There's no risk of it going off accidentally. It's a secure lock that's holding the gate open, and when you release that lock, it closes. So it is a very safe way of trapping.
All right, we're speaking to Noel Golden, and of course, what we're talking about is these wireless traps. And I keep focusing on the hogs, but it obviously works for others as well. What's other animals as well? I mentioned coyotes too.
Right.
How big? What's the biggest? Are the hogs the biggest problem right now, or are there other things like coyotes? Or coyotes a little bit bigger? What's the biggest problem for most people right now?
Well, the hogs are the single biggest problem because of the damage that they do to crops, the damage they do to water. There's actually some state-funded grants in Texas because of the pollution that the hogs are causing to the water supply, because they hang out in the creeks and then that flows downstream. So, there are certainly other species, and coyotes is up there because the coyotes will kill calves, they'll kill horses, they'll kill all kind of other animals. So the coyotes are a significant problem, and they are very smart as well and very shy. And we are having significant success with coyotes. One kind of fun fact is that in Hawaii, they have problems with feral goats. Does everybody know the joke about how the goat will eat anything? Can you imagine a goat eating all your pretty plants in Hawaii.
No.
And,
awful.
And so we have people that are catching feral goats in Hawaii.
Oh, you have to love that. The So how does a guy like you get into the business of trapping and this wireless video monitoring from your cell phone? How did you jump into this gig?
That's a great question, and it was actually by accident. My background is in the wireless communications field, and we started this company for the security for the access control industry. So we've got airports and schools and self-storage facilities and trucking companies all using our wireless technology and the internet to be able to control who enters their property and then have a record of who's entering their property. So there's no other system out there that does this. One day my nephew said, so you can, it can be solar powered. Yes, it can be solar powered, and cellular, so it can be anywhere. Yes, you can be anywhere, and you can take pictures and open and close locks. Yes, I can do that. He said, well, can you trap a hog? I said, well, sure, but would anybody pay for it? So we started doing it, and sure enough, what we accidentally fell into was, what we did not understand was that because a human can control what gets caught and when, then they can catch 30 at a time instead of 3 at a time. So it really is the most effective way of trapping. The biggest part of our business is still in the access control world, where you want to be able to control who enters your property, and you want to have a record of who enters your property, and it will work anywhere because, again, it is cellular and it can be solar powered.
You know, it's interesting talking about that. I just had to get a whole new AC done in my house, and we have that access. It's amazing what you can do with your cell phone, how you can video cameras, monitor, everything hooked up right through that. It's crazy.
Right. But all these technologies that you see on TV that talk about doing that require a broadband internet connection.
Yeah.
And so where we go are where there are no wires. There is no internet. So we can go to farms and ranches. We can go to oil wells. We can go to self-storage facilities. They don't have that wired infrastructure. But even airports, where they're trying to control who's going through different gates, and for various reasons, they can't run a wire across the runway, for example. So it's both urban and rural customer base. So anywhere that you want to be able to control and monitor access, but you can't connect with wires, that's where we play.
That's cool. NG, check it out. He's got good stuff going on. WirelessTraps.com. Thanks for hopping on with us. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Okay, it was wonderful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Should happen to George Zimmerman. In a court of public opinion, it seems to be 50-50 here on America Tonight. Plus, many of you had thoughts on the 777 that crash landed in San Francisco. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one from Sandy. George Zimmerman was just a little anxious for my taste, Kate. I don't think he meant to shoot Trayvon Martin, but he should have backed off. Why did he follow him? It was stupid, and it led to the shooting of a 17-year-old kid. If he was a little punky and smoked some dope, so what? What one of us didn't do stupid things at 17? Now Zimmerman will pay the price. When I listen to the people that call the show and they defend him, it makes me want to throw up. Ooh, hardcore. Sam says Zimmerman should walk. Why in the world would anyone convict this guy? What do you think's going to happen when he gets tangled up with a punk kid in the middle of the night who starts attacking him. How can he possibly fight back? He has to use his weapon. He's in Florida. It's stand your ground, baby. That's what happens. Trayvon Martin, even at 17, should have known better. He takes a walk. Here's another one from Grant. Grant says Zimmerman equals innocent. He walks. Here's another one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I think Zimmerman is found not guilty, but he's going to have to hide somewhere where they can't find him. There's nothing worse than an angry mob, as he's already been convicted. Here's one from the Ace of Base. I like the reference. George Zimmerman is a little angry, nasty vigilante. Why does anyone in America think he is innocent? I hope that the prosecution nails this thing shut. He should go away for life. There is no excuse for shooting a kid. And that's what he did at the end of the day. Wow. Lots of people, like I said, 50-50 on the George Zimmerman stuff. And the prosecution pretty much summed it up as what they said. He was an angry vigilante. They painted that picture. And now they're talking about maybe manslaughter. Maybe that's what, you know, to go for a manslaughter charge. So what the prosecutor is saying is that he shouldn't have taken the law into his own hands. And that's why we're in this position. That's why we're here. That he wanted to be a police officer. That's why he followed Martin through his neighborhood. Even though he wasn't doing anything wrong, he just assumed he was a criminal. And he needs to be held accountable for his actions. So in order to get a second-degree conviction, prosecutors would have to show that Zimmerman showed some kind of ill will, hatred, or spite. The law, the way it is, doesn't allow people, as he said, to take the law into their own hands. Is what he was emphasizing, and he was hammering that point a couple of different times, and that was his main theme. The prosecutor also showed jurors a headshot, a photo of Martin taken from his autopsy. Jurors were fixated on the prosecutor. They didn't even take any notes. At the end, he said, "The truth does not lie." And this came after the judge, Deborah Nelson, ruled that the jurors could consider manslaughter in addition to the second-degree murder charge. Interesting stuff. All right, here's another one from the Human Element, who says, whatever happens to George Zimmerman, he better not live in Florida. It is not a safe spot for him any longer. There is no question about that. Whether he's guilty or not, God really knows the truth. There you go. Here's one more. This from Joe, who's listening to us in Illinois. Kate, long time, no time. Here you go. You want my 2 cents? Zimmerman shouldn't have shot Trayvon Martin. But at the same time, does he deserve life in prison? No. If he could take it back, he would. I think he was overzealous, but that's what he's guilty of. I say no jail time. I say that they could look at this in 2 different ways. You have 6 people on a jury, which is so different. You know, having 12, I think, is would be much better probably for Zimmerman's case. But the defense is, you know, they're saying that he was getting beat up and he had no choice and he knew something was a little bit off, so he was following him. They were trying to say he was trashed out of his mind of marijuana, so he was acting a little bit weird. And I think it's hard to read this jury. It's hard to say. You know, this obviously can go either way. Mark O'Mara feels confident that he did a good job and feels as though Zimmerman, and that's why they didn't testify and all that, feels as though by all the evidence, they should not be able to convict him of the crime. But that is a big gamble. He said, we don't want to compromise. We want a verdict based on the facts of the law, and that's an acquittal. You know, see, that's the thing they always emphasize. It's the facts of the law, the facts of the law. So what are the facts of the law, and what do they interpret it to be? Because here's the thing. The jury has to have, I think, even if they are pretty good, they're listening to the evidence, they're paying attention each and every day, and they're involved in the case and in many circumstances they're taking notes. But at the same time, they have feelings. They have biases. Even if they say they don't have biases, they have biases. This is the way it is. So you can't count on that not being at play. It's like when you love to just say, "Yo, no, I'm completely 100% open-minded. I have zero biases. I have things I prefer. I'm conservative on this. I'm a little looser about this," whatever it is. But then what happens is you change, you morph as you get older. You have different viewpoints when you're younger. Economically, that affects the way that you think. I think people are always evolving, and the labels change. That's the danger of labeling, because the labels can change in a month's time. So a juror saying they have no natural biases toward anything, you know that's baloney. In fact, if I were picking the jury, I would probably lean more toward picking someone that said they did have a few biases versus they don't have any, because I'm not believing that. I have a hard time making that leap, which means to me that's somebody I probably don't want on that panel because I'm afraid of what they can do. All right, quickly, let's take another one here. Jane says, my goodness, you said, look at the plane, because it's still on the runway in San Francisco. How sad for those people so close to their final destination, and half of them get there, and now they're paralyzed. I think the pilots shouldn't fly again. Well, we'll see what the National Transportation Safety Board rules, but it's not looking good for the rookie pilot, that's for sure. And you're right, not half the plane is paralyzed, but a few people find themselves in that spot, and it's scary. Flight attendants were ejected. The tail, like, bounced up, flew off. It could have even been worse, but it sounds weird to say worse when you see the plane. It looks like someone ripped open the middle of it. Here's one from Alan. I used to be a pilot. I was listening to what people had to say about the Asiana crash. It's funny, everybody wants to grasp at where should I be sitting, in steerage or in front of the plane, even if I have to pay a little bit more. And the answer is, Kate, there is no 100% safe place, first of all. And it depends on the kind of accident. I don't know that we can really look at the back of the plane and say, this is the safest place on the plane, or look in the front of the plane and say, it's the safest place on the plane. I think the question that the flight attendants ask, are you prepared to deal with the emergency exit, is an important one. Because if they are, they help and get people off of a plane in case of an emergency. And the question becomes really, really big. I bet half of the people in your audience can't remember hearing that when they were on a plane. So how about it? Do you remember hearing it when you were on a plane? Oh, they emphasize it so much. How could you not hear it? I think the thing that happens, though, with all of us, to tell you the truth, as we wrap up the mailbag, I think what happens is we hear the instructions for the masks. If we need a floating device, if we have a small child with us. So, you know, we hear it over and over and over again. And the second maybe you need it is the second you forget exactly what they said to you in preparing for a crash landing or water landing or any of that kind of stuff. Remember, you can always let it flow, meaning send me an email. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, you're in. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Delaney, you're going to love this stuff. What do Paula Deen, a python, and an escalator have in common? I'm going to tell you next. First, we start with the queen of now the drama. Paula Deen was the queen of the South, but because of what happened in the last couple of weeks, it's been rough on Ms. Deen. It really has been, and she hasn't been able to remedy it. I think she's really just grasping, reaching, trying to make something happen, and you just got to let it go. So Paula Deen replaced her head legal team. That's the latest fallout from the admission that she used racial slurs in her past. Last week she said, I'm done with them. I'm done with my agent. She's done with her legal team. She lost the Food Network, and she lost so many things in between, a lot of merchandising stuff. And what's happened is this lawsuit that was filed by Lisa Jackson, who once worked as a manager at Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House, has really stirred it up. It's the place that she owns with her brother. She says she was, first of all, sexually harassed and worked in an environment that was rife with racial slurs and innuendo. That's what she was saying. So in a deposition, when Paula Deen, as you all know, asked if she had used the N-word, she said, yes, but it's been a very, very long time, but it doesn't matter. That's come back to really, really, really bite her. So she dumped the legal team. How many lawyers does it take to get Paula Deen back on the Food Network? The answer is zero, because the Food Network says they don't want her back. So it doesn't matter if she changes the legal team. I think that was a strategy that just wasn't going to work for her. Definitely falls into news you can abuse. But here's the thing about the escalator. This escalator sold for, you ready for this, $45.5 million. Quebec announced that the long-awaited sale of the biggest ever boondoggles finally happened. It was an unfinished bus terminal, and it has a ground floor and eight unfinished upper levels. The Alcuin Investment Group acquired this big eyesore for the amount I just said, over $45 million. They say they're going to invest more than $150 million to transform it into something, like into an apartment building, and they'd have student housing and whatever. So this what initially happened is the University of Quebec at Montreal launched this project to build student housing and parking, but it became such a financial disaster that it almost pushed the school into bankruptcy. So what an embarrassment. This whole development was started, including a $200,000 escalator in the building that leads right into a solid white wall. You have to see this escalator. I'm serious. It looks like it Ripley's Believe It or Not. You would laugh out loud. It's like if you took a white wall in your house and put an escalator on it and just had it going downward. It's the craziest thing that I have ever seen, certainly escalator-wise. So that fits into news you can abuse. But they now it's been rescued, so you would think they're going to probably change that somehow. You know, when the cops pull you over and they say, you know why we're pulling you over, and you say, no, officer, why? I hate that question. And they say, well, you can't talk on the cell phone. And when you do talk on the cell phone, you're going to get a ticket. That's what happened in Stratford, Ontario. This 28-year-old kid was stopped, and he was fined twice within 15 minutes for using his cell phone while driving. They stopped him at 7:44. They told him about, hey, we have a zero-tolerance policy that you got a ticket. You can't do this. Then they get him again at 7:58, Then when he was asked the question, he said, yeah, I was using my cell phone. Two tickets, how much do you think that cost? $310. And the funny thing was, the car had the ability for the hands-free phone technology. So if the dunderhead had just hooked it up, he would have been fine.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yeah, duh. That's a lot of money. I would be upset. If I, $300? What can you get for $300? I could eat for like, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Certainly you could eat out on that money. I don't get it. All right, so let's move on to another one. This would really freak me out. If I came home and I walked in my back door and I found a man naked cooking, other than my husband, who, by the way, would never, one, cook, and certainly wouldn't do it naked. Police are telling folks in Vancouver not to leave doors open or windows unattended. That's how they're putting it. Because it might attract naked and hungry trespassers. They seriously did say that. What happened was, there's this guy that decided he was going to inappropriately go into houses and see what they had in their refrigerator, and he has a robe, and he would take his robe off, and he would start to cook, and then he would eat. He's not violent. He's not trying to rip anything off. He's just, something's wrong. Or else he's writing a book. I don't know. And he's showed up so far, they believe, in about 10 different homes. That's crazy. How these people should be locking their doors. How does that happen? They simply just walk through this because I guess they figure unlocked doors in Vancouver. Vancouver's a big city. Why would they have those doors open? Maybe they want the naked stranger to come in and cook for them.
Yeah, baby!
You can cook eggs for me anytime. Yeah. Yeah, that's nuts. All right, did you know that the world was going to end? Didn't you hear that rumor somewhere at some point? I was reading a story the other day, and there's a new date for the end of the world. They say it's now 2-0-0-0-0-0-2-0-1-3. So what does that mean? Armageddon. When's that happening? Figure. Is that 2020? A Scottish academic says too little carbon dioxide will cause the death of animals and plants. The researcher Jack O'Malley James says as the sun grows hotter, it will lead to greater evaporation and chemical reactions pushing carbon dioxide level lower, levels lower. We've heard this before. And so he's saying the date is it'll be in a billion years that animals and plants will die off. Then another billion years after, with the loss of our oceans, Earth becomes desolate even for microbiotic little things to live. I think they call them extremophiles. Okay, so here's the thing. Why do we care? A billion years? Are you worried about a billion? I hate to tell you, but maybe the next generation I'm worried about, but I'm not worried about a billion years from now. I just can't handle that. Can you handle worrying about a billion years? Nah, come on. Give me a break on that one. This would be the creepiest thing of all, and it's perhaps the best of all the news you can abuse moments. In Strasbourg, France, a French post office employee had the fright or the scare or the whatever you want to call it of her life. A 3-foot python slithered out of a package and rubbed against her. She was alone in the post office in a quaint little village in eastern France on a Friday night. She felt this chilling sensation, a little bit of a caress, and screamed for help. Firemen came, they caught the reptile and discovered a second one in that same package. They were identified by a vet as ball pythons, non-aggressive snakes that coil up in a tight ball when threatened. They donated those snakes, by the way, to a nearby zoo. Ugh, a ball python. I don't care what kind of python it is. I don't care what kind of snake it is. I'm not down with the whole snake thing. Are you?
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.